T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's always good to hear from our good friend, Johnny Rabbit. He is here with us this morning. Johnny, welcome back to the airwaves of KMOX, where you belong.
Oh, well, that's nice, and that's nice. So thank you, Brian, very much. And as Joe Holloman said in his column, as soon as all this craziness is over with, I will be back. And I hope sooner than later. It would be great to get rid of all the junk. Yet sometimes it's nice to go back in the past, which what I do in these programs that I'm doing for Oasis at the Missouri History Museum. It's about things that happened mostly in the past. Now, with the first one I want to mention, and thank you for allowing me to be on with you this morning, it's called the Spooky Tour, Spooky St. Louis. Ooh. And it's with the Missouri History Museum or Missouri Historical Society. You can get the information by contacting them by phone or going to mohist.org. And you can find it there somewhere. Believe me, it's never easy to find. They do so many different programs. So, and this is by Zoom. It's a tour, but it's going to be in your living room or wherever you're watching Zoom. And it's going to be Tuesday, this coming Tuesday morning. It'll start at 11, and it'll run for about an hour. And we're going to cover, oh, gosh, so many things that have to do with the spirits of St. Louis. And I was just reminded, there was, when I said spirits, there was WIL AM 1430. It was Halloween in 1962 that they had a special Get in the Spirit of Things promotion, playing music that had stuff about ghosts and things in it. Mm-hmm. And they also put out a music survey that had some little bitty spirit-looking thing, and taped to it was a string, and you were supposed to keep that little spirit on a string to bring you good luck. And when I was just thinking about the DJs that were there at that time. Again, this is late 1962. Ed Wilson had come back. Danny Dark was there. Ron Lundy and Gary Stevens and Bob Osborne. They were all there, and unfortunately, all these people are no longer with us. It's amazing how things have changed. But that's 62, but we're going to go back farther than that. We'll discuss the English Cave, a haunted cave, which is right underneath Benton Park, which is on Arsenal Street in South St. Louis, haunted by an Indian maid and maiden. It is quite a story, and it's been, you know, it's hard to document ghosts. They're pretty wispy characters, but this story has been going around since about the 1850s, so it has a long time that the ghosts have been hanging around down there. And if you want to go to a spooky place, go to those caves under St. Louis. You talk about scary. They're unbelievable. I mean, you're cut off from the outside world. There's no light. There's no nothing. And I would never go back in one again. And we can go across the river to what is now Lewis and Clark College, which was Monticello Women's College. There is a ghost there. It's sort of like the ghost that haunts the Lindenwood University.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a former teachers who are, and was Sibley that ran, started Lindenwood, and the one at now Lewis and Clark College is a female teacher, and they look over their things. They watch out for the students. Oh. And that's the story that's been for, you know, decade after decade after decade. There's other stuff in Alton. There's a lot of ghosts in Alton.
Yeah.
Around the prison, the old Confederate prison, and so on. Speaking of prisons, there was a prison in downtown St. Louis, right where Ralston Purina is now. There was a Gratiot Street prison. It was operated by the Union Army, and it housed Confederate soldiers. And plus, there was a crazy doctor there, before it was a prison, Dr. Joseph McDowell. He was Well, he was strange, and he was interested in spiritualism, and he would talk to his dead mother or dead daughter, and he did all kinds of weird things. It's just a very weird spot, and people still say that spot is haunted, even though that place is long gone. And a lot of times when a place is gone, according to the people who study these things, the spirit leaves. Mm-hmm. But yet some hang around for some reason. I don't know. We're going to talk about ghosts a lot. And then there's another program that, if you got a minute, I'd like to mention.
I would love for you to talk about it.
All right. Thank you. It's going to be kind of a pop culture of the 1950s and 1960s in St. Louis. A lot of stuff that we can cover there. For example, we'll talk about Tina Turner. The first time I met Tina Turner was in a former dentist's office, which was a makeshift recording studio in the Wall Building at Vandeventer and Olive, and I could tell that whole story and how she developed with Ike Turner and George Edick and the great Club Imperial. So many people still ask about that place, and people say it may come back, but I really have my doubts because it's in bad shape. We'll talk about the building of the Climatron and something else that almost went to Shaw's Garden, or the Missouri Botanical Garden. That was the original site that the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra had decided to move when they were going to move from Kiel, the Kiel Opera House. They even had the design done for the theater. But the St. Louis Theater became available, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the last movie to play at the St. Louis, which was The Sound of Music. We'll talk about Rose Church. Now, she's not well-known, but she was our country's very first nurse in aerospace. So all the people who went into orbit first were checked out by St. Louis and Rose Church. We'll talk about Frankie Moskis had the yacht club down on the riverfront. Later on, of course, Gaslight Square developed, and so much to talk about there. Sammy Gardner is Mound City Six and Singleton Palmer and the music and the clubs and Jack Carl's 2 cents playing. We got to mention Pinky Peevely from Peevely Dairy and his competitor King Quality from Quality Dairy. We'll give you a little bit about the Star Times that went under, and well, didn't go under. It was purchased by the Post in 51. Bob Goddard, the Globe Democrat columnist, Fontella Bass, and Easy Ed McCauley. They're Mr. Patches, and I want that. It just goes on. I could go on for two hours talking about all of these people from the 50s and 60s. We're going to bring them back to the life, so to speak. And this is going to be for a different organization. This is for Oasis. Oasis, and again, this is a Zoom program, and you can go to stloasis.org to get the information. stloasis.org, and this is pop culture of the 50s and 60s. Oh, Brian, I'm so excited. Maybe we'll get you to tune into one of these Zoom classes sometime, or maybe be on one.
Well, the good thing about the spooky one is that we don't have to go into these spooky places. We can watch them on Zoom. And then if we feel, you know, a hot breath on our back, well, then we're in trouble. But at least we don't have to go into these haunted buildings.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty cool. And then when you're talking about pop culture, one name you didn't mention that I know you will, I love going up to Peacock Alley, that level at the Fox Theater, and there you have the Stan Kahn display. My goodness, remember him. What a character he was.
He was a character. He was a terrific guy, nice guy. He had just a wonderful personality. He would get lost, though, all the time. That was incredible. When I'd have him come down to the station for an interview, he'd always have to get these specific instructions. Now, how did I get there? I don't remember. I don't know how he got from place to place. He died 12 years ago now.
Wow.
And his vacuum cleaner collection, which was very famous for being on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, he was actually on there 77 times.
Wow.
More than anybody. And it's in... there's a vacuum cleaner museum, for the life of me, I can't think what little town. It's a small town in Missouri, but if you Google vacuum cleaner museum, you'll see that Stan Kahn's vacuum cleaners are there. And according to many people that work on development and work at the Fox Theater, Stan Kahn is still there in spirit.
Oh, he certainly is. No question about it. Johnny Rabbit, once again, where do we go first to find out about the spooky tour?
Well, that would be the best way would be mohist.org, and try to go from there, or just call the Missouri Historical Society or Missouri History Museum to get the information.
And that is Tuesday, and then on the 10th of November, after the election is over, we'll all be breathing a little easier.
You're
That's
not kidding.
When you have the life and times of St. Louis pop culture, and where do we go to find out about that?
All right, that's Tuesday the 10th of November at 10 o'clock in the morning. And just go to, STLOASIS, STLOASIS.org, and you can get to the information there.
And before I let you go, I got to let you reassure everybody that Johnny Rabbit is doing well.
Oh, you're not kidding. Doing great. I'd be going crazy if I weren't doing these programs. So I'm very lucky to be able to present our things, even though it is by Zoom. But I've kind of gotten used to it. It's kind of interesting.
It kind of is, isn't it? And it's so great to hear you, Johnny. You're such a treasure for St. Louis. Thanks for stopping by on Total Information AM this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Johnny Rabbit, the great Johnny Rabbit here, where the news is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.